Thank you for coming in today, Alan.
Nice to meet you.
Now, I know you teach literature, but I've heard you were also made Associate Dean in charge of academic affairs. How did you end up getting a position like that?
Well, contrary to their image, actually Japanese universities are extremely democratic. That means that, for example, the dean of a department, or the president of the university in most cases, is elected by the faculty. So, in my department, someone was elected dean. The system is rather like the American presidential system, as opposed to the British or Japanese parliamentary system. That is, that once the dean is elected, he then asks various members of the faculty to serve on his executive team, and each one has their own responsibility.
I see. How do you think Japanese universities have changed in recent years?
Well, I think in common with universities, actually in other industrialized countries, of course Japan has experienced the declining birth rate for some time, which has finally started to feed into 18-year-olds, which means that the number of students out there, the number of potential students, is much less than before, so that universities are under great pressure to attract students. If they don't attract students, then they won't fulfill their quotas, and quite frankly, they will go bankrupt. And so there is great pressure within universities for reform. At the same time, because of the Japanese system, reform is not at all easy and tends to be rather slow.
What are universities doing to attract more students?
Well, probably one of the most popular policies is to try and internationalize the university. And that means employing more foreign faculty or arranging for exchanges with other universities and so on. Another thing is that most universities are now stressing interactive education with smaller classes and seminars, more discussion between the teachers and students. The trouble is that, of course, these policies are being introduced mainly in order to make the university more attractive, and teachers themselves are not necessarily trained or equipped to teach in this new way.
Do you think attempts to internationalize have succeeded?
I think they're succeeding beyond all expectation, actually. I think that, of course, there have been enormous changes within Japanese society and within the universities in terms of people's attitudes, which have made this possible. But I think there's also a very strong sense in contemporary Japan, a sense of crisis, a sense that unless people become capable of acting on the international stage, it will be very hard for Japan to defend its own interests in the future. Most companies are looking for graduates who are truly international, truly bilingual. And if universities can succeed in producing those sorts of students, then they will get very good jobs, and other students will notice, and those departments will become popular.
Thank you so much, Alan, for sharing your insights with us today.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you very much. Questions. Number 26. According to Alan, what is true of Japanese universities in recent years? Number 27. What does Alan say about Japanese universities' efforts to internationalize?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.